The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Looks like we're going to go to the other music.
Yeah, I think it is.
Hey. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. I'm Bobby Boris Pickett. This is the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton this morning. Hey, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is open in Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Find unique treasures or brand new name deals at unbeatable prices. Don't miss out. Check out americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more. They're our sponsor today, and we are only 2 days away from Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween is October 30th. It's tomorrow. Riverdale's at Oakland tonight, and PCA at MTCS is tomorrow on WGNS and Big G TV. This weekend, Tennessee hosts Alabama, Oklahoma. Vanderbilt is at Texas, and the Titans host the Chargers. We're going to get to see whether the Doors can maintain, you know, they've got a tough schedule. And it's Throwback Thursday today. I don't know what we'll be throwing back to, but we may go to Dalton's junior high years.
Oh.
Middle school, those years. Running the bleachers, remember that?
Yeah. Did you run the bleachers? Oh, yeah, school? I did. Had to snake the bleachers. That was no fun. Wow. That was no fun.
We never get to include him on Throwback Thursday because usually he's not here.
That's true. Yeah. I am here today.
So we're going to include him in our Throwback Thursday.
This is a rare full week for me. I haven't been on a full week of the show for 4 years now.
Well, we appreciate you going the extra mile and helping me out a little bit too.
Well, John, I'm happy to do it. I'm glad to have you back.
Because that's really the only reason you did do it, to go this long, 5 days in a row. So... Brian, can I mention something quickly before we go on?
Why, sure, you may. Yeah, absolutely.
You've been eating since the whole show yesterday, and now you're eating now. I mean, are you getting proper nourishment at home?
Well, today's a different day. I mean, can't you eat 2 days in a row?
Well, yeah, I guess, but I mean, like during the whole show. Okay, anyway, we've got our song of the day today, and it is Halloween songs. And we're getting into some good stuff here. It's from Michael Jackson. It's called Thriller. By Michael Jackson, the hottest selling album of all time.
Came out single, I believe, right?
1984. I think the album's up there too. I'm not sure, but wow, good stuff. Not quite as good as my favorite Halloween song from the great legendary Bobby Boris Pickett. We all know what that is, Brian.
That would be Monster Mash, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Oh,
if that's what you were asking for. Sorry.
Do you have Bobby Boris Pickett singing Monster's Christmas?
No, I don't. I
think it's
up
on our Christmas list.
No, we're going to add it.
Okay.
I don't think it has been on there. Did you know about that song?
We've played it on the show before.
Have we really?
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought it was in our Christmas list, but I guess not. John, I think you're just going to have to sing the Monster Mash to us.
It was the mash. It was the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It's called On With The Gas.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called the Monster Mash.
That's all I got. Man. You know, John, it's almost getting to jing-jing-a-ling-jing-a-ling-jing-a-ling time.
Oh, it certainly is, my man.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash.
Thank you very much.
I saved
Amy Hall Sorry, go ahead.
I said I saved us there a little bit.
Amy Hall is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a sweet, caring, and compassionate person. Amy's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Our Good Neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference in our community. It
was a graveyard. Send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Get some to us here, too.
All right, still take a look at our, our first look at the weather. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A few light showers possible very early today. Otherwise, plenty of clearness with some sunshine becoming possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 56 degrees. Northwest winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows dropping to 38. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 49.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Stop and say.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
In Game 5 of the World Series on Wednesday night, the Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-1 for a 3-2 lead. And the story was Toronto starter Trey Yesavage, who set a World Series rookie record with 12 strikeouts in 7 innings for the win. He allowed one run on 2 hits with no walks. Offensively, Davis Schneider and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. led off the game with back-to-back home runs. It was the first time that's ever happened in 705 all-time World Series games. Multiple outlets report that the Minnesota Twins are hiring Derek Shelton as their new manager. He previously managed the Pittsburgh Pirates for 5-plus seasons. NBA Wednesday night, Austin Reeves hit a 12-foot runner at the buzzer to give the Los Angeles Lakers a 116-115 victory at Minnesota.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian and Dalton with you this morning. And we've got just 2 more days until Halloween, and all the little trick-or-treaters will be out.
Happy Halloween.
There's a lot of things going on. You know, there's trick-or-treating on the square. That's always a big, big thing. A lot of churches are having events. And we will, I guess you can go to our website and find some of those, can't you, Brian?
Yeah, yeah. The trick-or-treating on the square is 1 until 3 tomorrow afternoon. So kind of, or 3 to 5. 3 to 5.
1 to 3 is the Lane Agri Park.
Right. Yeah. So Lane Agri Park's having a little deal, too, as they wrap up the farmer's market season. So you got
it's
a couple of
options. It's their final farmer's market. They're doing a special farmer's market tomorrow.
Siegel High School, I think, has something going on, too.
That's past. It was earlier than the week. Yeah.
Okay. So, but there are some places to go, and I know everybody's going to have parties. Trick-or-treating itself, going house to house, is not quite as popular, but you can't tell it by my neighborhood. I mean,
I think it depends on what neighborhood you live in, too. That's yeah, and a lot of neighborhoods will organize it through like their Facebook or HOA or whatever, and
correct.
So,
yeah, that makes a difference.
Do you have an HOA?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm in an HOA. Yeah. So, I wanted to mention. Did we do our? I did the Good Neighbor of the Day, didn't
you? Did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I do it then? Why did I do it early like that?
The drugs are still wearing off, probably.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure. But regardless, Brian is going to be at MTCS tomorrow night for the PCA MTCS game. You know, that's the Battle of the Airstrip. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's something like that. I wish I could remember.
John, last week I referred to it as the Crusade.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a good one, but.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. I got what you're saying. I did want to mention, because I didn't do it yesterday. Well, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE partners with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds, proudly serving our community since 1936. So I guess little Lena's ready for trick-or-treating.
Oh, she's ready.
I think my girls are. They're going to parties because there's a lot of those going on, too. So one can drive now. So I just told her, don't run over anybody. Be careful. You know, it's tough going down streets.
Yeah.
My HOA, they have a party on one street in our HOA that they have hot dogs and you got a little fire going and you can go up and get roast a marshmallow or two and then go. Then you leave. So that's pretty exciting. That's something a little different.
Yeah.
We didn't have it. Days. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. The man at the center of a social media firestorm in Perry County has been released from jail. Our Will Nunley has this Access Tennessee exclusive.
Larry Bushert was arrested last month after some citizens became concerned about memes he posted to a Facebook thread concerning a Charlie Kirk vigil. The images referenced comments made by President Trump years ago following a shooting in Perry, Iowa. Officials say the posts were being interpreted by some parents as a possible threat against local schools. Bushert was jailed on a $2 million bond and has been in custody ever since. Late yesterday, the district attorney dismissed all of the charges, and only Access Tennessee was there as Bushert walked out of jail.
Thanks to all and any supporters out there, and very happy to be going home. I didn't seek to be a media sensation, but here we are.
In Perry County, Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thousands across the metro area could lose their SNAP benefits starting November 1st if the federal government doesn't reach a deal. In response, Nashville's Oasis Center is stepping up to help. The group will host a free event November 14th from 6 to 7 p.m. at 1704 Charlotte Avenue, teaching adults how to stretch their SNAP dollars with budgeting tips, cooking demos, and Thanksgiving food boxes. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are getting ready for Halloween. It's getting close. Dance a little bit, Dalton. You'll get warmer.
I'm looking. There are little pockets of warm air, and I don't know what's putting the, probably equipment's putting them off. But if I stand right here, my face gets warm. If I come over here, I get colder.
Well, I want to tell you, we've got good neighbor events and weather's coming up. Another look at traffic for the first time as well. And Dalton Barrett is throughout our broadcast through the mornings with news interruptions. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I'm interrupting.
You're here when you're not here.
That's true.
I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
I've got a little something that we know is Throwback Thursday. I got a little something that is kind of a throwback. When the 8 restaurant chains that we thought were big deals in its time,
mm-hmm.
even when you were a kid, okay? And the first one that comes to mind, kid in the 80s, which would be right up your alley here, Brian. If you were a kid in the 80s, Red Lobster was probably your first taste of the good life. You had some money, you know, it wasn't cheap. They had those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
That takes you out of the equation.
You know, I did not go to Red Lobster until I was an adult.
Really?
No. And in fact, I was married because...
I think the first time I went, I was dating someone. But now we're talking before the 80s. We're talking mid-70s.
Well, I mean, you're talking going out of Murfreesboro, too, because there wasn't a Red Lobster here. In the 80s,
here's
I don't
another,
think.
Here's another one very similar to that. Olive Garden. It was said to be the same pride as we're going to Paris. It was marketed as your Italian family table. I went there for the first time probably in 3 or 4 years the other night. And it was good. It was all good.
Olive Garden is what you were talking about with Red Lobster. Like you'd take a date there or something and it made you feel fancy. That was the equivalent of it when I was in high school.
Well, but that's my wife's one and two on her restaurant scale, her favorites.
How about the Cheesecake Factory? I've only been there once, so I can't really speak on the Cheesecake Factory.
I've been there.
We don't have one in Murfreesboro.
We don't have one here. There's one in Nashville. I've been with Megan 2 or 3 times because Megan really likes Cheesecake Factory. Their menu's a little big for me. It's hard to find something. Like, it's huge.
Right.
I have never been.
It's pretty good. It's a little pricey for what it is, but it's pretty good.
Another one would be here. Here's one, Brian, that will, I think you'll be appreciative of, the Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Ponderosa?
I do. Ponderosa was good. That and Bonanza.
Yeah. Bonanza. Yeah. That's a good one too. Let's see. I think another one would be there's like the Spaghetti Factory in Murfreesboro in Nashville used to be big. There were a lot of places in Nashville that you could go to that were really good places to eat. A lot of them aren't there anymore.
Now, by the time you get to the restaurant in Nashville, you'll die of starvation trying to drive up there.
Well, that's true too. Jimmy Kelly's is a big steakhouse in Nashville.
Monell's was kind of cool. Place.
What do you think is a fancy restaurant here in Murfreesboro? There's 2 or 3 I know. The restaurant that gets mentioned the most is the Alley.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not super fancy. It's just a neat place to eat. Got good food.
And so, they've got kind of a fancier atmosphere at the Alley, I think.
Yeah,
the
probably.
The food itself is pretty normal, but the atmosphere feels kind of nice, I think.
But you gotta like sitting by people.
That's true. It is tight in there.
It's tight. You got to get them in there. All right, let's go to Today in History, brought to you by our friends at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
You know, there's a place that I never get to go to, and I love it, and it's on. We broadcast it every day here on the radio station. It's a Slick Pig. And I always forget about going there, and I love that place.
Now that I live over by Slick Pig, I'm there all the time. It's one of my favorites.
I can imagine. I would be, too. I think that's right. All right, better hurry here. October 30th, Days in History, 1873. Go ahead, Brian. It's all right. Mickey Barnum Circus, Greatest Show on Earth, debuts. H.G. Wells, The War of the Worlds, narrated by Orson Welles, allegedly causes a mass panic.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
They didn't hear all of that. They just heard the part where the world was coming to an end. 1945, Branch Rickey signs Jackie Robinson to a Montreal Royals contract. 1985, Rockin' with the Rhythm, the second studio album by the Judds, is released. That's Brian's group right there. And finally, 1987, Faith, debut album by George Michael. We've got Rewind coming up at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 30th, 1938.
Eyes are black and they...
Orson Welles in the radio play The War of the Worlds.
There's saliva dripping from its rimless lips.
It panicked some listeners who thought the portrayal of a Martian invasion was real. This date in 1964. Roy Orbison gets a gold record for... 1967. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones pleads guilty to drug possession. And this date in 1981.
I shot him 6 times. I shot him in the heart. He's not human.
The release of the movie.
Halloween 2.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A few light showers possible very early today. Otherwise, plenty of clearness with some sunshine becoming possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 56 degrees. Northwest winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows dropping to 38. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 49.
Good morning, and actually being cleared up right now north of town. It's 24 eastbound near Briley Parkway. Again, that's coming down from the north side of town there on 24 coming in from Jolton. Already starting to build with more volume on 24 westbound at Bell Road up through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic flowing in right now on 24 westbound in from Murfreesboro into Davidson County there up through the Hickory Hollow area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Right now, sign up for the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade, now through December the 5th. This year's theme, a sweet Christmas. The parade will be 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, December the 14th. To sign up, get with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. The Nourish Food Bank needs your support. They're in a financial crisis that's exacerbated by the federal budget cuts. So help the Nourish Food Bank with your financial donations, along with donations of food and volunteer time. That's Nourish Food Bank. Don't forget, this is the weekend we change times. So before you go to bed Saturday night, change your clock back 1 hour. That's this weekend. There's a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. And give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57 before CBS News. And it is time for our dad joke. Somewhat controversial yesterday on my abstention. I don't know whether that was maybe I was out of line by abstaining, but
well, you have to remember, John, he's never happy.
Well, I didn't want to unfairly rule him, you know, because I'd heard the joke before. So, and that, how many times has that happened? Maybe twice. Since we've been doing this. It's very, very limited.
True.
So anyway, give it a shot today. Well, maybe I'll not have heard it.
Well, one way to find out if you're old is to fall down in front of a group of people.
Really?
Yeah. If they laugh, you're young. If they panic, you're old.
That's less of a joke and more just a fact.
Good point there, Dalton. It is.
Well, I tried to kind of tie it into what you've been going through with everything.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. My.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Thumbs down for me.
Wowee.
CBS News Brief. A new development in the crown jewel heist at the Louvre Museum in Paris. The BBC's Hugh Schofield.
Five more people have been arrested. Now, one of these people is believed to have been in the gang, in the group of four who carried out the robbery.
Still no sign of the missing gems. President Trump's in Alaska on his way home from Asia, where he reached an agreement with Xi Jinping on lowering U.S. tariffs on China in exchange for more rare earth exports and resumption of American soybean purchases. About U.S. tensions over Taiwan,
it never came up. Taiwan never came up. It's not discussed, actually.
He says it never came up. Hurricane Melissa headed for the Bahamas now after leaving Haiti, Jamaica, and Cuba in shambles. CBS New York meteorologist Tony Sadiku.
Still a Category 2 hurricane this morning with top winds 105 miles an hour.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As housing costs continue to rise nationwide, affordable rental options are becoming increasingly rare, especially in larger metro areas. A new Zillow report finds that in the 100 largest U.S. cities, apartments priced under $1,000 per month are in short supply. Only 13 cities have more than a third of their rentals listed below that price point. The most affordable cities include Wichita, Kansas, with 54.1%, McAllen, Texas, at 50.6%, and Little Rock, Arkansas, at 49.3%. Memphis stands out in Tennessee with about 31.2% of its rentals under $1,000. In sharp contrast, Nashville has nearly the lowest availability in the country, with just 4% of apartments listed under the $1,000 mark. While Murfreesboro and Smyrna were not specifically highlighted in the report, renters in Rutherford County are likely feeling the pressure as well, given Nashville's spillover effect on surrounding communities. Meanwhile, in a move that could offer some financial relief to Tennessee consumers, Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti announced a $1 million multi-state settlement with TFG Holding Incorporated, a parent company of online retailers Just Fab, Shoe Dazzle, and Fab Kids. The settlement resolves allegations that the company enrolled consumers into costly VIP memberships without consent, made cancellation difficult, and used deceptive marketing. Tennessee consumers will receive over $110,000 in automatic refunds. The state emphasized that companies must be transparent about recurring charges. Residents in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and across Rutherford County who believe that they were affected can file complaints through the Attorney General's office by January 30th. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in. Get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family-owned and operated since 1989.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A 25-year-old woman is facing serious charges after allegedly threatening to blow up Lipscomb Academy. Metro Nashville police say Carissa Hamlet shared a Fox 17 news story on Facebook about the school's handling of a Charlie Kirk memorial and student protest, and made the threat in her post. Hamlet is charged with making a felony threat of mass violence at a school and felony false reporting. She's being held on a $12,000 bond. The man at the center of a social media firestorm in Perry County has been released from jail. Our Will Nunley has this Access Tennessee exclusive.
Larry Bushart was arrested last month after some citizens became concerned about memes he posted to a Facebook thread concerning a Charlie Kirk vigil. The images referenced comments made by President Trump years ago following a shooting in Perry, Iowa. Officials say the posts were being interpreted by some parents as a possible threat against local schools. Bushart was jailed on a $2 million bond and has been in custody ever since. Late yesterday, the district attorney dismissed all of the charges, and only Access Tennessee was there as Bushart walked out of jail.
Thanks to all and any supporters out there, and very happy to be going home. I didn't seek to be a media sensation. But here we are.
In Perry County, Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What you want to be? You're a goblin or the fairy queen.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett. And, you know, guys, since I've been kind of hobbled up and I'm here in the here at home, not being able to go up there and be with you guys, there's one thing that you cannot do. It's, I can't drive for 4 weeks. I'm in week two, I guess, now, something like that, half a week and a half. The hardest thing, though, is what to eat.
What have you been eating?
Well, I try to stay with protein as much as possible because I was really kind of watching my diet. You have a tendency to get constipated when you're on this high-powered drugs. And so I try to get away from that. And so I've been eating pretty good. But now I'm kind of at the stage where I'm over that. And somebody made the mistake of bringing me Camino shrimp with cheese sauce and rice. And now I'm kind of like craving a little bit something more. So, you know, like the other day I was expecting Brian to bring me something.
He brought you cookies.
He did say, do you need anything? That's when I should have hit him up with, like a country style breakfast from, you know, Cracker Barrel or somewhere.
Every time I've texted, which I don't want to be, you know, text too much because he says everything's good and blah, blah, blah and all this. But, you know, do you need anything? And he said, no, I'm good. So.
Well, one time he texted and said he talked to Brett and I was good. So he counted that as a text. Anyway, but I don't know how do I get food to me? You know, you don't want to ask your daughter every single time, like, hey, will you pick me up this or pick me up that?
You need to ask one of the grandkids, John, to set you up on DoorDash.
Or Uber. Uber Eats.
That could get dangerous, couldn't it?
But it'll be delivered right to your door. You'll just have to walk to the door and pick it up. You won't even have to talk to the delivery person anymore.
Some people have had trouble, have problems with that.
Some people have addictions.
Yeah, addictions to it, yeah. And I mean, it's like when they call your name, when you call DoorDash, they go, hey, Mr. Barrett, I mean, they already know who you are. I mean, that's kind of a bad sign, isn't it?
You don't call and talk to anybody.
Oh, you just text it in?
No, you use the app. You find the restaurant that you want, and you put in your order, what you want, and have it delivered, and do your, you know, tip for your driver. And
DoorDash and Uber Eats are almost a what's bugging me for me, because they've realized that they can make the menu more expensive, these restaurants have. Mm-hmm. And so there are several restaurants that I have ordered from. In fact, I was going to order Chinese food through DoorDash. And it wasn't the fees or the delivery fee. It was none of that. But on the actual menu, the prices were $3 more per meal on Uber Eats and DoorDash than they were when I called.
Yeah, but if you're like your father, you'd have an immense amount of money.
Oh, that's true.
That probably doesn't bother him, I wouldn't think.
So the reason they do that is because Uber Eats charges them a fee for using the app. And so every time the app is used, there's a fee there. And then the to-go containers that they have to buy. So, I mean, it's extra cost for them to do that. So they're passing that cost along.
That's not my fault. I'm already paying Uber Eats a delivery fee, and I'm paying them a service fee, and I'm paying them extra taxes. That's not my fault. I don't want to have to pay more.
Well, then
it's so bad now, though, like curb service at these restaurants. I mean, I think Demas has had to completely tear down some seats and stuff and remodel the restaurant in order just to take care of the pickup service on. And, you know, that's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, it's all an extension of what happened during COVID, and a lot of it continues. People have found, you know, that, I mean, especially weekday, you're going to go home, you put in your order, you drive up, they bring it to your car. I mean, it's just pretty easy that way.
He's bought in, hadn't he?
Oh,
he's
yeah. And it's one of those things, you can't talk bad about it because he'll come back at you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I guess we don't need to talk about it again. Here's some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1937. No, wait a minute. Here we go. 1451, excuse me. Christopher Columbus discovered the New World for Spain. 1735, John Adams, the second U.S. president. In 1941, Otis Williams, American singer and songwriter. He was with the Temptations. 1954, T. Graham Brown, American country singer, born in Georgia. 1958, Kevin Pollak, American comedian, born in San Francisco, California. And 1981, Ivanka Trump, American businesswoman and daughter of Donald Trump, born in New York. Birthdays for today. Here we go with the list of Murfreesboro. John Young, Monty Smith, Carl David Summer, Hannah Lee, Jacqueline Ramirez, and Carl Wilson. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And you can get some more into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. So go ahead and get them in.
John Young, the voice that you hear introducing us every segment here on the Wake Up Crew. It's his birthday today, John.
Thank you for adding that, Brian. That was really good. My hero. We've got weather coming up. We're going to take our last look, and then we're going to stand by for the news coming up at 7.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A few light showers possible very early today. Otherwise, plenty of clearness with some sunshine becoming possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 56 degrees. Northwest winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows dropping to 38. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 49.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. Trying to clean up this accident north of town. It's 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway, slowing down that traffic just a bit coming in from the Jolton area. Here's what we're seeing, that heavier traffic volume build on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as it's a steady flow of traffic down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area headed towards Nashville. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
I am Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy. Are you having White Lotus withdrawal yet?
Piper, no!
Yeah, we feel you. We're getting little bits of intel about season 4 of HBO's breakout hit, The White Lotus. Variety says it's going to film in Paris and the French Riviera, and not at any Four Seasons hotels, as we've seen in seasons 1 to 3. Now, scouts are reportedly eyeballing French landmarks like the iconic Le Lutetia Hotel.
Yeah, maybe we just find a new place.
Yeah, how about we go back to the small screen for Adam Driver with Netflix? He'll star in the new thriller series, Rabbit Rabbit. It's about an escaped convict who's cornered by law enforcement at a truck stop. What could possibly go wrong, right? Driver will exec produce, too. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 658 here. Amy Hall is today's
SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a sweet, caring, and compassionate person. Amy Hall is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS. Our Good Neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete, Brian Dalton, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference in our community.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor. Very similar process for birthdays and anniversaries, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those into us so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, friends, it is about time for us to check on the world news from CBS, and a reminder that the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They're now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. I'm telling you, walk in the door, the Halloween hub is right there. Last minute costume ideas, you're going to a party, you need to get dressed up, well, check it out at America's Thrift.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump strikes deal with China's president.
I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time.
Cold War callback.
President Trump's directed the Pentagon to conduct nuclear weapons tests.
New arrests in Louvre heist.
But the jewels themselves have yet to be found.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump makes major news in Asia, indicating the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in decades. And he's announced a trade truce with China. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In their first face-to-face meeting since 2019, President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping greeted each other warmly as they met for much-anticipated trade talks.
It's a great honor to be with a friend of mine.
After imposing retaliatory tariffs for the last 6 months, Trump now says they have a deal that could be signed pretty soon.
Now, every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time.
While nothing is official yet, Trump says the U.S. will reduce tariffs on Chinese goods by 10% as China works to reduce the flow of illegal fentanyl. And Trump says China will resume buying American soybeans and ease its limits on the export of rare earth minerals needed to make batteries and other key technology.
There's no roadblock at all on rare earth. That will hopefully disappear from our vocabulary for a little while.
President says he plans to go to China in April as the two leaders continue to mend a volatile relationship.
I'm Michael Wallace. Moments before his meeting with Chinese President Xi, President Trump directed the Pentagon to restart nuclear weapons testing immediately on an equal basis with other countries. China and Russia haven't carried out nuclear tests since the 1990s, though China has been expanding its nuclear arsenal, and Russia recently tested a nuclear-powered drone and nuclear-capable cruise missile. The U.S.'s last nuclear test was in 1992.
Now to Paris. Five more suspects are in custody in connection with the jewel heist at the Louvre, but the jewels have not been found. CBS's Holly Williams says this follows the arrest of two others.
The French prosecutor said the two suspects who've been charged were identified through their DNA and have now partially admitted their involvement in the brazen daylight robbery.
Do you believe that either of the two men who were charged was the ringleader, or is the mastermind still at large?
We do not exclude the possibility of a larger group, the prosecutor told us, with the person who ordered the heist and who's the receiver of the stolen jewels. It's not clear if that person is now in police custody.
Rescue and recovery efforts are intensifying in the Caribbean after Hurricane Melissa. The storm is blamed for widespread destruction and more than 30 deaths. Here's CBS's Jason Allen.
This morning, the people of Jamaica are picking up the pieces after Hurricane Melissa, as nearly 80% of the island nation still doesn't have power.
A roof has gone, clothes has wet up. I need some help. Please, I need some help.
Similar scenes playing out in eastern Cuba. People there combing through what's left after hurricane-force winds reduced homes and buildings to rubble, trying to salvage what they can, even in communities still completely flooded. Back in Jamaica, we traveled to Santa Cruz, about 2 hours west of Kingston. The town's one working front-end loader shoved mud off the only major roadway connecting this community to hard-hit Black River. Local politician Delroy Slowly.
I drove around, and it's really a horrible thing. This is the strongest storm we've ever seen.
It's day 30 of the federal government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Pressure is intensifying on Congress with several key deadlines converging. Friday, troops are due to be paid. Saturday, food stamp benefits expire for more than 40 million Americans. And that same day, health care premiums are said to increase when open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act begins.
Defense Secretary Hegseth says the military struck a suspected drug boat in the eastern Pacific yesterday. Four people were killed. It's the 15th attack of its kind in 2 months. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A former Illinois sheriff's deputy was found guilty of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 to report a suspected prowler. Sean Grayson shot her while she was holding a pan of hot water. Antonio Romanucci is an attorney for her family.
Was Sonia a threat? The unequivocal answer is no. She was not a threat. She was never a threat.
And that's what was proven in this court.
Grayson faces up to 20 years in prison. He'll be sentenced early next year. The Federal Reserve's move to cut interest rates a quarter point yesterday was not a surprise, but CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said another cut before the end of the year is not a foregone conclusion.
It's not that Chair Jerome Powell said, you know, hey, we're out of the woods when it comes to inflation, but it's really the fact that they're seeing that concerning weakness in the labor market. He was actually asked at one point about all the layoffs that we've seen this week in the past few weeks at Amazon, UPS, Target, and he said, quote, they're watching it very, very carefully.
Two federal prosecutors have been told they will be placed on leave after requesting a 27-month prison sentence for a man granted clemency for the Capitol attack and who later turned up armed near the house of former President Obama. The prosecutors said Taylor Taranto had been among the mob of rioters. That's now been removed from refiled sentencing papers. On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Vicki Barker says there's more evidence that viral infections can raise the risk of other serious health issues.
An analysis of more than 150 studies seems to confirm that coming down with flu, COVID-19, shingles, or other viruses can significantly raise your risk of stroke and heart disease. Your heart attack risk quadruples in the month following a flu infection, and you have five times the risk of a stroke, and the risk can remain elevated years after your initial infection.
The Toronto Blue Jays are one win away from a World Series title after a 6-1 Game 5 win over the L.A. Dodgers.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Trey is savage, strikes out this side. He's punched out four in a row.
On the Jays radio network, 22-year-old Trey is savage was the star, setting a World Series record for a rookie with 12 strikeouts. The Jays lead the series 3-2. Game 6 is in Toronto Friday night. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E...
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Hey there. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A few light showers possible very early today. Otherwise, plenty of clearness with some sunshine becoming possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 56 degrees. Northwest winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows dropping to 38. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 49.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Good morning. Moving a little bit better now on 24 eastbound here at Shelby from that earlier accident. It's still a bit slow through here as you come past the football stadium. Again, from that earlier wreck on 24 eastbound near Shelby. Starting to get heavier on I-40 coming in right now from Wilson County, especially traveling through the Mount Juliet area headed on into Hermitage on I-40 going westbound. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Tonight is the night. Halloween. Yes,
the gifts and shoes for your costume. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Tonight's the night.
Little Halloween doo-wop there for you as we come back into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Halloween Eve. Halloween tomorrow. Episode 1778. It's Brian. It's John. It's Dalton here with you this morning. Good morning, Mr. Dinkins, for hour number two.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You've made it back. Do you have eggs frying on the stovetop or anything now?
No, it's a good time to eat, though. So when it's your hour, it's really a good time to go ahead and do stuff like that. But
wow. That's what he does. Yesterday, while we were playing random questions or who said that, one of the things we were doing, he was taking bites while you were answering.
Yeah, he had a big meal. I don't know what it was, but
Two Uncrustables, half a bag of chips.
Only had one Uncrustable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there something else in the?
You all just eat all the time, and all of a sudden I take something to eat, and it's like meh, 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 all the way home.
I have very rarely brought food up to the radio station while we're doing our show. I'm a professional.
Okay, that was funny. Good one.
John has reclined himself way back. He's really far away from the camera. So now coming out of your head, he looks like a tiny little growth.
I'm just trying to rest my leg. I need to straighten it out.
Ah.
That's my problem. I feel like I'm in a tunnel in here.
So have you slept in your bed? How do you get in and out of the bed?
I slept in a recliner.
Oh. I see. Did they give you that weird looking wedge thing that I told you about that Heather had 20 years ago?
No.
Yeah.
I really haven't had that big of a problem sleeping. It's sometimes just trying to get comfortable. Mm. But trying to get comfortable in a recliner is bad enough.
Yeah. Now, what does Chipper think of that? Oh, I guess he's at nighttime, he's in his little crate.
In his crate, sound and secure. But I tell you what, it really bothered him when I first came home from the hospital because everything was out of whack. My daughter decided to stay in not my bedroom while I slept in the recliner, and that freaked him out. He didn't know what she was doing there, and he barked at everything. I mean, just crazy barking constantly. But now that I've been here with him the last couple of days, it's just been me and him. He's kind of gotten back to normal again.
Yeah. I've noticed you're kind of standing up and now doing mouth puppets for.
When I talk, I'm going to use my hand puppet where you'll know I'm talking.
We can actually see your mouth
your
when
mouth
you're standing.
Is,
but that's
it's still
it.
At the very top of the camera. Okay, there. Now it's gone.
Okay. I don't like either one of you guys.
You didn't need that kind of mouth puppet. Jeez.
Well.
So is it better to stand or sit, or does it really matter?
Just kind of change your body, what you're doing. Like sometimes you'll want to, I stretch the leg out. Sometimes I'll do exercises. In fact, I'm thinking about doing one right now.
Mm.
It's where the incision is. It's where the pain comes in. That's the hard part.
But, we've got a pre-recorded live interview with John's hip. The old one.
Do we?
I don't know. Just kidding.
There's the old one right here. Let's see.
He's here.
Well, that looks decrepit.
Do you think he'd sound like you, John, the old hip?
No. I think you sound like my father for some reason.
Okay.
That's weird.
I think my father would also, I think my hip would also sound like my father, if I had to guess.
I don't know why I say that, but I think it would.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it seems like sitting up and sitting down and stuff, you know, that you use your hip muscles and our bones and, or artificial bones now for you, but it doesn't seem like that's as a big a problem to sit up and sit down.
No, it's not near like a knee replacement, but I mean, it's painful, but let's see, it's been just a few days and I'm like on a cane, so it's much easier to get around. But I'm a little sore cause I had rough therapy yesterday and I've walked on a cane today, most of the day. So it's been a little tougher today.
You know, what's wild is my wife went through that 20 years ago. And I mean, it was a major surgery. She was in the hospital for 2 days. She had to have a blood transfusion. Yeah, just because of the surgery. She's got a scar that's probably a foot long that wraps around. And you just have three little ports and all that, and you're up. It was a day surgery. You were home that night.
Yeah, I don't know what I've got because the bandage comes off. Actually Saturday. So and you take your own bandage off, which is, I think, is weird, but that's the allotted time that the stitches are supposed to be gone.
It's just crazy the progress that we've made in that kind of stuff, and you know, replacement surgeries.
I've not been able to jump on rooftops yet. I've been waiting for that. I watched the $6 Million Man and I've not seen that, nor can I outrun a tiger or anything. But
can you imagine when stuff like that is going to be like what you can get, you know, like, oh, I've got to have knee replacement. I can either get the normal knee or I can get the supercharged, make me fast knee. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
By the time you're my age, I mean, you'll probably have automatic parts wherever you, in any part of your body, really.
One of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to get a lot better by the time I'm your age, John, or the entire world is going to collapse into a post-apocalyptic wasteland and I won't have any option for surgery.
I guess there'll be robots doing surgery.
Maybe, if we make it that far as a society.
Well, I mean, they already have robots doing some surgeries and stuff, and they use robot arms, and it's kind of crazy, some of that stuff you can see. Your father-in-law, Kurt Harding, actually had a guy on one of the roundtable shows that he lost his arm and in this freakish accident, but he actually put his arm up and it would do a 360. It was really weird to see it. Called him the Bionic Man. So anyway, pretty cool. You can find that on our YouTube page, by the way, Big GTV. Right now, let's check sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
In Game 5 of the World Series on Wednesday night, the Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-1 for a 3-2 lead. And the story was Toronto starter Trey Yesavage, who set a World Series rookie record with 12 strikeouts in 7 innings for the win. He allowed one run on 2 hits with no walks. Offensively, Davis Schneider and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. led off the game with back-to-back home runs. It was the first time that's ever happened in 705 all-time World Series games. Multiple outlets report that the Minnesota Twins are hiring Derek Shelton as their new manager. He previously managed the Pittsburgh Pirates for 5-plus seasons. NBA Wednesday night, Austin Reeves hit a 12-foot runner at the buzzer to give the Los Angeles Lakers a 116-115 victory at Minnesota.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help.
Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Fair Construction help you. Call Fair Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 here on this Thursday, and it's time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro and catch up with Hope Rogers. She joins us from the Villages each week, and, you know, Hope, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you, as always.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
We spend a lot of time here during our segment talking about all the fun things that go on at the Villages of Murfreesboro, and maybe we don't spend as much time talking about the Villages itself. So why don't we kind of focus on who you are, what you do, and why you're serving here in this community today. And so when someone asks you, you know, what is the Villages of Murfreesboro? What do you do in your work? How do you explain that to folks?
Well, you know, Brian, you're right. We do talk about it, and we're not just a big party place like we usually are talking about, but we are actually a senior living community. Some people might not know that from what we talk about every week, but we're a senior living community, and it's a place for those, you know, those people that are looking to maybe downsize from their home and want to enjoy some maintenance-free living along with having some socialization and the things that we do here daily. This is a great place to consider and to check out. A lot of people do their homework on these senior living communities, and you know, just some of a few of the amenities that come with a month-to-month lease here is, you know, things like three meals a day, housekeeping, transportation. You get your cable, your phone, your internet. We have medical services that include, you know, a nurse practitioner being here every week, podiatry services. So it's a senior living community.
So when you think of a senior living community, what makes the Villages different from maybe others that are in this area?
Well, I think one of the things that probably makes us unique is the size of our community. We have a total of 66 apartments here. They're located on two floors with two elevators that make it easy to access from either floor that you live on. So I think the size of our community also helps with that personal family feel that you get when you come here, and that, you know, people are constantly commenting on when they tour, they feel like they're already at home. It's just, you know, it's that small, that feel that you get, and you see everybody. It's just not so spread out. And it's, you know, people are looking for easy ways to get from their apartment to the dining room or to the community areas. And I think that's something that they enjoy here, and that draws them here. Mm-hmm. is that feel and that the smallness of our community.
And there's some independence with living there. I mean, there are so many levels. You can have, you know, as much care and whatnot as you need, but there's also that independence that goes with it. So you can grow through your senior years there, it seems.
And that's what we hope. You know, we hope that they can move in here and not have to make another move, that they can just stay here and just age in place and, you know, bring services into them as they need them or if they need them. We have a non-medical provider right here in-house that can, you know, assist them with things that, you know, maybe they need a little extra help with laundry or they want some additional housekeeping or things like that, medication reminders. Those are all services that they can get here but still remain in an independent living apartment.
Mm-hmm. We've got Hope Rogers joining us from the Villages of Murfreesboro. The apartments, you've got various, I guess, floor plans would be the right word for that.
We do. All of those are located on our website. You can see those. We actually have 10 different floor plans that range everything from a studio-style apartment to one-bedrooms, which some of those have screened-in porches, you know, with your own private access in and out of the building. And some of them have sunrooms. And then, of course, the two-bedroom options, same thing there. They're each very unique, all 10 plans. So, I like to show them all if I can. All of them have stainless steel appliances, including, you know, dishwasher, stove, refrigerator, microwave, stackable washer and dryers in all of them. Of course, we've got walk-in showers that have the handrails and handrails throughout the bathroom. So there's those safety features that that are handy, that you don't have to install. They're already here for you.
But so, you can decide to cook or not because Jason's there, so that's always helpful.
You can, and you know, I've learned a lot from the residents. A lot of them use their stove for storage because they never turn them on. They don't have to because they're getting three great chef-prepared meals a day. So, it's nice to have that kitchen there if they want to use it and for snacks or things like that,
sure.
But they certainly don't have to.
Well, for folks who want to find out more about the villages, get the village experience, they can come by and schedule a tour, right?
They can. You know, we love giving tours and showing off our community. We do still have availability in some of our plans. So if somebody's considering this type of living, we'd love for them to come out and let us show you around and see what we're talking about. They can come out, physically come to our building at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's one way. Our Facebook page and our website are two other resources that give you great insight to what we're doing here every day and views of the building and the activities and stuff that are going on.
Wonderful stuff. Hope Rogers joining us today on WGNS from the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or having an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on The Wake Up Crew. It is Thursday. It is Halloween Eve, episode 1778 of The Big Show.
Welcome, my lovely. John Young has a birthday today. Monty Smith, Carl David Summer, Hannah Lee, Jacqueline Ramirez, and Carl Wilson.
And that's not all. We know it. is not all, so go ahead and get some more into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And we're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Indeed. Get on the horn. Call, text. But it is your deadline here on the Wake Up Crew, which is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Save big at America's Thrift, now open on MLK Junior Boulevard right there at Middle Tennessee. Can't miss it. And they're your Halloween headquarters. Get it those last minute costume ideas taken care of at America's Thrift.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A few light showers possible very early today. Otherwise, plenty of clearness with some sunshine becoming possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 56 degrees. Northwest winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows dropping to 38. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 49.
Good morning. Still running slow out in the Bellevue area as they clean up that wreck. 40 eastbound near the 194 mile marker. Again, right when you come out of Kingston Springs there in the Bellevue, it's still running slow from the earlier wreck as traffic gets a little bit heavier in the last few minutes. Out here on 65 south at Trinity Lane, wrapping up that earlier collision. 24 east at Shelby, still a bit of rubbernecking going on there as you come past the new football stadium. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Andrew Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Laverne police officers demonstrated swift coordination in response to a kidnapping report involving a newborn baby. The emergency call prompted an immediate response, during which officers collected key suspect and vehicle information. While en route, one officer located the suspect's vehicle, conducted a traffic stop, and safely took the individual into custody. The baby was returned unharmed to the mother. The suspect now faces charges of especially aggravated kidnapping. The Laverne Police Department praised its officers for their quick actions and urged residents to remain vigilant and report suspicious activity, emphasizing that community awareness is vital to public safety. A separate emergency unfolded in Murfreesboro when an SUV crashed into a home on River Rock Boulevard. The impact caused moderate damage to both the vehicle and structure. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department, along with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, responded swiftly. One person was transported to Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital for evaluation. To ensure structural safety, Murfreesboro Specialized Collapse Rescue Technicians installed a support shore to stabilize the home. Units from Engine 9, Rescue 1, and Battalion Chief 2 worked in coordination to secure the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but neighbors commended the rapid response. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, which is available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee for the morning, be sure you're doing it informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Trick-or-treat.
Happy Thursday, day before Halloween, Halloween Eve, October 30th, episode 1778 of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Store, your Halloween hub. And with that being said, being your Halloween hub, kind of an interesting throwback Thursday for us today on Throwback Thursday, of course.
Do you remember these?
So what are we doing here, Dalton?
So here's what we're doing. We're going to be looking at the birth years of all three of us and what was the most popular Halloween costume of that year. Hmm. And some of them have multiple, but that kind of thing. And then, you know, like John, when we're talking about 1956, which we're about to go to, you can chime in if you remember people dressed as that, like later on, or just Halloween costumes you remember when you were a kid. 1956, according to several costume history lists, one of the most popular Halloween costumes was the character Anna Leowens from the film The King and I, with her distinctive puff sleeve gown, white gloves, and coiffed hair.
You didn't go as a character from The King and I, I'm sure. John?
No, I did not. I went as a sheep.
Okay. It does say this. At the same time, many costumes in the 1950s were still homemade. So it was more popular for homemade costumes to be the norm in the 50s.
Couldn't afford those big priced,
yeah,
costumes.
So that's why you were a sheet?
I was a sheet one year. I went as a cowboy a lot because I already had the guns and stuff.
Mm, pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
Did you ever go as Sea Hunt?
I did, yes. That was kind of bad.
Did you make it? Did you make, like, the tanks and stuff?
I only had to wear his gym shorts.
Mm.
and a tank.
So where did you get a tank?
I made it. My dad was very artistic.
Oh.
Was it made out of 2-liter soda bottles?
Cardboard.
Cardboard. Mm.
Well, inside the cardboard was the... It wasn't, I don't know if 2 liters were that big then, but
okay.
It's kind of cylinder thing to make it a tank.
Well, that's 1956, top costumes. 1975. Do you want to guess this one? What would be top costume for 1975?
1975. Wonder Woman?
That is on the list. Wonder Woman did make the list. The number one, according to a historian, is Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah.
That one was really popular. Generally in the mid-70s, you'll find Halloween costumes reflecting the 70s aesthetic. Disco, bell-bottoms, go-go boots, and also many mass-market plastic mask costumes.
Yes, I was Casper the Ghost. So instead of the sheet, John, you know, you went as a ghost with a sheet over your head. I went as a ghost with a plastic ghost Casper costume and the plastic face that had the string behind it that would catch your hair and pull your hair out.
And Wonder Woman was one of the most popular of those for young ladies. So you were never Wonder Woman. Maybe Wonder Man.
Did they have Wonder Man costumes then?
No. I do remember there are some Halloween costumes because there are pictures of it, of a Batman costume that my mom made and a Superman costume that my mom made. She made all of them when I was a kid, except the Casper one.
They were big with cartoons on Saturday morning in the 70s.
Yeah.
So. We jump to 1999. Any guess? Top costume 1999?
Britney Spears.
Michael Jackson.
Nope. Neither of those made the list. The top costume was Tarzan, because the Disney Tarzan movie had just come out.
Yeah.
Another source says one of the most popular of 1999 was Neo from The Matrix. And there's just more information about the 90s, but Leonardo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, very popular costumes of the decade. Strong pop culture influence. Matrix, Tarzan films, cartoon characters, those things. So
the the Ninja Turtles were big for about 10 years.
Yeah, well, that first movie came out, I think, in 90. And they were making them. I mean, I grew up, I loved Ninja Turtles growing up. I don't think I ever went as a Ninja Turtle for Halloween, though.
I don't think you did either.
I was Batman that one year where you ruined my costume.
Yeah, let's go down that road again. Well, that's a little throwback here for you on this Halloween Eve.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew for Thursday morning, wrapping it up. Episode 1778 in the books here. On this day before Halloween, yep, it's tomorrow. We've got high school football tonight, Riverdale, Oakland, Battle of the Borough. So we've got it all for you tonight at 5, primetime sports. At 6, we've got your Friday Night Thunder on Thursday night, pregame show. 6:30, we'll have the pregame from the stadium. And then after the game, the scoreboard show will be tonight instead of tomorrow night. A lot of, I would say most of the games, a good 80% of games are being played around the state tonight, but tomorrow we will be able to bring you MTCS and PCA playing for a district title or region title, all on WGNS and Big G TV. Saying good morning to Amy Hall, today's good neighbor of the day from SRM Concrete, for being a sweet, caring, compassionate person. Amy Hall, recipient of flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with WGNS Radio. So if you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in. And today's good neighbor recognition, built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference right here in our community.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, one way to find out if you're old is to fall down in front of a group of people.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you know, if they laugh, you're young. If they panic, you're old.
Replay.
John, you gave that one a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Because he was rude to you.
He was making fun of me.
Yes, exactly. He did.
He even admitted it. He said, well, so I was thinking about John's, you know, predicament here. And, I mean, he didn't even try to, you know, cover it up.
Well, it kind of, I was trying to bring a relevance to bringing it as a joke. So.
To me, it just felt more like a sentence.
A fact.
Yes, it was like the real fact of the day for those listeners who've been around a while.
So just for the record, I gave it a thumbs down, and your pick was what?
It is also a thumbs down for me.
Oh.
Because it didn't hit. I didn't think it was like, I don't know. It just didn't hit with me. I'm sure for our listeners it did hit with them.
Brian, you learned a lesson today.
I don't think I did.
Don't mess with the old man.
Yeah, you're just vengeful.
He doesn't learn lessons, John.
I'm a grumpy old man.
Hence the joke. What have we learned today?
Wow. Guess what he's going to score tomorrow.
Well, John, you know you can just walk away. You can just close your laptop.
Yeah, that's going.
What have we learned today? Let's see. Brian's a jerk. Let's see what else. We talked about throwback was good, Dalton. Throwback costumes of our ages, our birthdays. That was pretty good.
Just and kind of tried to talk to the eras too, the decades surrounding them.
I think that's the high watermark of this show, is the different decades that are taken care of.
Maybe we can off air think of something to do tomorrow with that, just something for the different decades. And maybe instead of doing 50s, 70s, and 90s, we could do 60s, 80s, and 2000s. So like things from when we were a kid.
We'll have to go over it with the executive producer of this show.
Well, John, we could do it in the 6 o'clock hour. We don't need his permission.
No, that's true. No, you're right.
Well, we're done with the whole shebang here today, and tomorrow will be Halloween, and here's a great Halloween song to go out on from Michael Jackson. And no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike. You know he's dead. Well, have a good day. We'll see you at the game tonight. You can watch or listen here on WGNS and Big G TV. Battle of the Borough. We'll see you then.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A few light showers possible very early today. Otherwise, plenty of clearness with some sunshine becoming possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 56 degrees. Northwest winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows dropping to 38. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 49.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be